game on to another edition of NES, the N Europe Show. Now please welcome your host for this evening, N Europe staff member. Franklin Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the 26th edition of the N Europe Show. This is the 2nd of December as we are recording this now, so we are well into the month of Christmas. You know, all peace and goodwill and all that stuff. And lots and lots of games releases, which is quite more important for us.
Too many for me, but there we go. Can't afford it. There we go.
So, yeah, I'm your host as usual, Franklin Hughes. And again with me, third week in a row, I have the same crew.
It's a record.
Unprecedented.
This is a record now.
Unprecedented in terms of the N Europe show. We have again N Europe's PR manager, Wildo, Mike Wilson.
Hello, everybody.
And again, Dean Jones, also known as the six-sided wonder cube.
Hi, once again.
So, how have you been, lads, the last 3 weeks or so that since our last show?
4 weeks, isn't it? Didn't we work that one out earlier?
Okay, sorry, 4 weeks.
Yeah. There should have been one in between, but I don't think we ended up doing that, honestly.
No. Yeah. I think the week that we were going to do it, you were in Cork.
Yeah. And you were meant to be.
I was meant to be in Cork, but then I realized I had something that I already was supposed to do that I forgot about. And then when I remembered it, I was like, crap, I wanted to go there and meet Wildo, but now I can't get out of this because I already said I was going to do it, even though I forgot it. And then I was like, no. And then Wildo was like, probably very disappointed. Yes?
Slightly.
No. He was like, yes, I don't have to meet that weirdo. He's okay on Skype when I don't have to actually be physically there next to him.
just don't bring out the webcam again, ever, again. The last time.
And Wildo, just for the record, are you slightly disappointed by the fact we've had no hugs?
Yes. It's a shame.
Yeah. I thought our listeners and readers would be a bit more open and up for a laugh and not so shy.
Free virtual console game.
Yeah. What more could you want?
There has to be at least two people out there at least listening to this. And
well, actually...
There's two free games. There is
a ray of hope for you because about 2 or 3 days ago, I did get an email from someone asking me if anyone has won it yet. And wondering if they still had a chance. And I told them, nope, nobody's done anything yet. So if you want to, you know, make a video, go right ahead. But that's been a couple of days now and I haven't got any reply back. So.
Well, perhaps they're just trying to find my location. Perhaps they're going for the real hug thing.
Oh, the real hug. Maybe they're going down to Cardiff.
No. I don't. Yeah. So, anyway.
Okay. Yeah, back on with the games. What were we talking about? Yeah. So anyway, like, if there is anyone, like, wondering about the hugs thing while we're recording this, you know, you still have a chance to win those virtual console games. So, you know, make those videos or go hunting around Wales. So, get it? Yeah. okay, yeah. So, the last month or so, lads, have you been playing any new games lately? Anything worthy to talk about?
Sadly, no. Due to my visit to Cork, I've been extremely busy, and I've just bought a house now, so I'm going to be even more busier during this Christmas period. So
You've bought a house?
Yeah, I bought a house. Yeah. Impressive stuff. Costing me a fortune.
I wish I could afford a house. What do you work at? Is there any jobs going?
There might be, yeah, one or two. It's a bit of a move for you, but there you go.
Well, it's just a ferry across the river.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, river being the Irish Sea.
it's still only slightly small. Like 4 hours from you to
six,
away.
I think. Six or so.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
Maybe four on the fast ferry. I don't know. It's been a while since I've done that journey.
I was thinking Rosslare. That's where I was going from. Because you're not quite at Rosslare.
Yeah. I'm slightly outside of Rosslare.
Weren't we getting back to games somewhere?
Yeah, games, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, well, yeah. You haven't been playing anything.
I haven't been playing any. No, I'm boring. Go on, carry on.
You're boring, yeah. So, Dean, how about you?
Well, like, Nearly a month ago, my house was broken into. My Wii's gone, my DS is gone. So because no Wii's are in the shops, I've had to settle for 360. So I've been playing Mass Effect, Call of Duty for Speed, stuff like that.
Okay, hold on. I didn't know your house was broken into. Did they take much else?
Around 3 laptops, few cameras, and some other stuff.
Jesus Christ. You got the cops on it, yeah?
They couldn't do anything.
Oh, well. If anyone has seen any laptops or a Wii hanging around, lost...
In Sheffield.
In Sheffield. It could be Dean's, you know. Call him.
Okay. You know, honestly, if anybody sees a Wii at the moment, they're just going to buy it, no matter where it's from. Yeah. Doesn't matter the price, where it's from. It's a Wii, get it! Christmas present!
There's no sensor bar with mine.
They took the Wii, but they left the sensor bar.
Yeah.
That's all right. You can pick one up pretty cheap, it's fine.
Mm. Or maybe they're going to use the two-candle method. Two candles in front of the TV. It works! I've tried it.
It's impressive.
I've tried it just to actually see if it works, but it does, yeah.
You can use
once the candles. Once the candles burn out, you know, you kind of have to get new candles. So it's like your battery's wasting though still, so it's not too bad.
But did you see the one with the two remote controls? If you hold down the buttons.
Hold down the buttons. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been playing Mass Effect and Call of Duty. Anything else?
Assassin's Creed as well. BioShock, Halo 3, which is meh-ish. It's not great.
Meh-ish.
And,
we've got someone who doesn't like Halo that much then, do we?
Nah.
You're like the odd person out in like the world,
yep.
I think. I've never played any Halo game anyway, so I can't pass too much judgment on it.
If it were a choice between Halo 3 and Red Steel, I'd go for Red Steel.
Ooh. Interesting.
Now, quite sadly, haven't played Red Steel yet. I never got it as the launch game. Haven't played it since, at all, ever. So
if it was on a PC, if Red Steel was on a PC or like Xbox, it would be awful. But on the Wii, it's actually quite fun.
It's good once you get used to the controls. But you've already played Metroid, haven't you, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would suggest stay away from Red Steel now because you'd be too used to the greatness of the Metroid controls.
Right.
Once you went and played the Red Steel and you realized how crappy that control scheme was, you'd be breaking your TV or something.
Although, just to worry you a little bit, I haven't actually played Metroid since we last spoken. How depressing.
And you hadn't played it much at that point either.
How depressing is that? Oh dear.
Oh yeah, so anyway, I've actually been having a quite busy gaming month in the last few weeks. I've got Mario, which we'll talk about a bit later. I also got Guitar Hero 3 on my Wii, which it's my first Guitar Hero game, and I am very much loving it. I suck at it, but I'm loving it. I'm not doing too bad. I beat Easy Mode, and I've beaten Medium Mode, and I 5-starred every song on Easy Mode, and I'm working my way on doing Medium Mode. I've tried playing one song on hard mode, and I got booed off stage within, like, the first 30 seconds of the song, so...
Well, it's a bit of a step up from medium to hard, because you suddenly got the extra button, and that...
Yeah, you got the extra button,
kicks
and
your ass,
you don't have an extra finger. Like, going from easy to medium is grand, because, you know, going from 3 fingers to 4 fingers, you know, it's fine.
Yeah, you still have 4 fingers on the board, don't
you? From 5 buttons with 4 fingers, you know, it's a little bit more... confusing and faster, and yeah, I don't think I'll ever be able to do hard. I don't see how people are able to do expert. These people are like machines, I think.
It's quite scary. I think they just practice over and over and over and then just memorize it like a normal guitarist would, I guess.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I wonder if there's any people out there who could play it without looking at the TV.
Have you seen that? It's like a 9-year-old kid on YouTube who can do it. Not all the way through the songs, but you can play most of them.
9 years old.
It's crazy. I'll have to show you later on.
Yeah, I'll look that up.
We'll have to put the link on afterwards. So everyone else can go.
So,
It's probably best if you don't listen to the song, you just memorize the buttons.
But that's a lot of buttons, you know.
Well, yeah. Yes.
I wouldn't be able to memorize a whole list of like 500 different buttons.
But once again, if you're a guitarist, you've got six strings and, well, depending on the guitar, God knows how many freaking frets. So, you know. And then you memorize songs.
Yeah, but
then.
That's... the yeah, I've, yeah, but they are like chords and stuff, and you have to have your fingers in certain positions, so...
Yeah, so you do the same thing with this game.
I've actually... I tried to learn a real guitar, like, when I was younger, but again, I sucked, so... I learned about, like, 5 or 6 chords that I could play, and then I could only ever play songs that only used those chords. And if ever there was a song that I wanted to learn that used even one extra chord, I could never play it.
I can play. I like to think I can play guitar, but I can never remember how to play Guitar Hero without actually looking at the screen. I have to look at it and play it. I can't just go for it without looking.
Yeah. You've got it on the Xbox or something, don't you?
Yeah. Not number 3. I've already got number 2.
Not number 3. Yeah.
Still waiting for
Can you play hard mode and expert mode?
I'm close to completing hard, but expert, you're just having a laugh, I really aren't you? That's not going to happen. It's never going to happen.
I don't even know why they put expert in there. It's like just giving us like a goal, an unattainable goal. It's just to put it there, just to show you, like, you suck. You can't beat this mode. We're going to put this there because we know you can't beat it.
Like the story mode in F-Zero GX.
Yeah.
Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really... I like the whole star power thing and shaking your guitar, like pulling off poses when you do it. That was brilliant when I was first doing that. And a lot of the songs I obviously like really like. And I got it mainly to play Iron Maiden and Dragon Force. And playing Dragon Force for the first time was bloody brilliant, even though it was only on easy mode, but it was still great. I can't finish it on medium mode, though. It's the only song on medium mode that I can't finish, Dragon Force.
Why does it not have Hallowed Be Thy Name? How do you say it? Hallowed Be Thy Name by Iron Maiden. That would make a great Guitar Hero song.
Yeah, they only have like one song from each band. They chose Number of the Beast for this one from Iron Maiden, which is a good song as well. I like Number of the Beast. But they chose one as well for Metallica, which I thought was an odd choice. I was looking for something like Master of the Puppets or something like that. That would have been much better. Oh yeah, so moving on from Guitar Hero as well, I also got Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles on Friday. I'm guessing neither of ye have got that.
No.
Yeah,
neither. No. We said we haven't played anything, you know. So.
Yeah. That's kind of what led me to think that you wouldn't have played it.
Yeah.
Anyone here a Resident Evil fan as well?
No, not really. I enjoyed number 4. But
yeah.
Only number 4.
I was fed up with the first
game. I've played 4.
The first few games bored the hell out of me. How often do you want to go, ooh, door, unlock, and it's locked. Where do I go? I get a key. Back to the other end of the mansion.
Blue key.
Get the key. Go back to the door. Unlock the door.
But it's
ooh,
all about puzzle solving and trying to work out what to do.
Just,
and
it was too back
and
forth.
You have to think, and that's that. You have to think, and that's what's probably putting you off.
No, I like thinking games.
But it's like Metroid, just but no, you know, it's just not as fun.
Yeah.
Like Metroid, you have to, you know, get the right gun for the door, but to get the gun, you need loads of other objects, and it's a similar thing.
Well,
it just
depends
on
your definition
of fun.
I think it's quite fun. Yeah, I like the whole horror feel of it because I like horror films as well, so that's probably what attracts me to it. And I have this thing about zombies as well. I like zombies. Not like in a weird sexual way.
What are you going to say?
Not like that. Not like that.
It's a new thing, isn't it?
I like watching like zombie films and stuff, and I've always had these nightmares when I was a kid that, you know, zombies would actually take over the world. And like from playing games like Resident Evil and watching many zombie films, I've kind of like built up this idea in my head on what I would do if zombies actually did start taking over the world. And I've got 2 swords just in case, because I've worked out that swords are the best weapon in case of zombie takeover.
It's really easy to avoid the whole zombie thing, though. All you have to do is just walk a bit faster than normal walking pace. You're sorted. You're out the way. They can't chase you.
A lot of people seem to think that, but you see, that's grand if it's only like 1 or 2 zombies. But once you've got them in a group, and that's the thing about zombies, is that they always tend to come in mass groups. Well, you know, once if you have only 1 or 2, you're fine. But then when they start multiplying, you're screwed.
How do they multiply?
Because they
bite
infect more
someone
people.
Else.
Yeah, but if everybody else runs away, yeah, they can't keep up. They'll be tired just walking, going.
Well, they don't tire.
Sorry?
They don't get tired. They don't get hungry. Like, even if they don't eat people, they're not going to die of starvation because they're already dead.
They didn't 28 days later.
Okay, we're talking about zombies now. Hold on a second. Yeah. Back on topic. Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles. But anyway, yeah, I'm a big Resident Evil fan, and I am enjoying it, but there are a few niggles with kind of like story placement and a little bit of continuity breaking and things happening where they shouldn't be happening. That's kind of annoying me. But so far it's good. It for anyone who hasn't played any Resident Evil games yet, it's a nice way to kind of catch up on the story on what happened in the previous games without having to play the full games. And the whole light gun aspect of it as well is quite fun. It's good in co-op as well. I had a cousin down yesterday and today, and we were going mad on the co-op, and it was really, really enjoyable.
Good.
And it's difficult too as well.
Umbrella Chronicles was partly designed for the Zapper as well. Are you going to get that when the Zapper comes out? As it's obviously it's not out in time today.
Probably not. I've actually noticed a few things about the controls that it's obvious that it was done because they had it to work with the Zapper, and I think it would have been better if they just left the Zapper alone. Because
you can't use the nunchuck motion sensor.
Yes, exactly.
In the Zapper.
You can't use the nunchuck motion, and like you have grenades in the game, and to throw a grenade you have to hold down the A button and then press the trigger button, which is B. Now, it would have been a much more better thing to use the Z button on the nunchuck and to actually throw the nunchuck to throw a grenade. But no, because they wanted to use the Zapper, you know, obviously they can't use the nunchuck motion sensor then. So, I think the Zapper is a complete waste of time now, to be honest with you. Because it's limiting limiting the control options for what developers can do with it in games. And you know, the whole idea of the Wii is supposed to be like the whole motion-sensitive thing of it, and now they're restricting that option. So yeah, as a Resident Evil fan, like, I'm enjoying the funness of the game, and there's some parts of the, like, story and stuff that kind of, like, annoying me, but, you know, you get past it. Anyone who hasn't played Resident Evil before and kind of interested in it, you know, it's a nice way to catch up on what's happening in the story, and the bonus levels in the game as well are actually fairly good, because you get to see what some characters were doing in the background of some of the previous games, and obviously there's a bonus or a new level at the end of it showing what happened after Resident Evil 3 and before Resident Evil 4, which I'm on now and is quite good so far and haven't finished yet. So yeah, we'll move on anyway, and our first topic of the day is Super Mario Galaxy, you know, the kind of epic game for this year that has been released on the Wii. One that we've been waiting for
a long time. A very long time.
And now we finally have it. So, Wildo, you've just recently got it. What's your initial impressions of the game? Has it been worth the wait?
Yeah, I'd say it's worth the wait. I mean, I'm only 20 stars in so far, so I can't really say a whole lot about it. I'm enjoying it quite a lot. And my girlfriend's a little worried about it. She thinks it's messing with her mind because of the whole gravity thing. What do you think about that?
What, like suddenly walking on the top of a thing and then suddenly you're underneath it?
Yeah, that would be what I'm talking about, yeah. It's a little disconcerting because I find sometimes on like those little round planets where you just kind of walk around it, next thing you know, you're just kind of upside down and your head is just trying to accommodate for it, and so you're on a serious wonk. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't get that.
No? Is it just me?
No.
Am I the only person to try...
I just play the game and I'm just smiling all the time and I'm like, yay, Mario, and it's fun.
Okay, it's just me then. Obviously. Well, this is another question for those people who listen in. Does your head go on a wonk whilst playing Mario Galaxy? If so, get in contact. Write down below whether it does or not. Am I insane or is it just frankly being slightly odd? Please do help me out here.
So what do you think of the controls anyway?
Ever so comfy. I mean, you obviously don't use the Wiimote too much apart from picking the star bits, which is ever so easy. Sometimes you wonder...
And shaking it.
Sorry?
And shaking it to do the spin.
Yeah, of course. Ooh, stupid me. With the shaking thing. And yesterday I was a bit of a play with a second player, so they were doing the whole picking up the star bits whilst I did the rest of it. And you got the super extra big jump then with the two of you, so you both press A at the same time.
The super extra big jump is fun.
Yeah, it's wonder. It makes you wonder if you can go other places with it you can't normally. Makes you think. But yeah, the controls are really easy to get used to. I said, the only thing I have issues with is the camera. Not that it's in the wrong place, just my head ends up on a serious wonk.
Mario's upside down, and you kind of want to turn your head upside down
as
well, is that it?
That's it. I can't help but turn. It's like I want to see around the corner like a shooting game, so I kind of lean a bit.
It's like that that Wii trailer before it was released, and they showed the part of Zelda Twilight Princess when Link uses the iron boots to stick to the magnet upside down, and then the guy turns his body upside down as well.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah?
Yeah. That would be what I'm talking about.
So, Dean, you obviously don't have the game yet, but is there anything you'd like to say about it? Or anything you can say about it at this stage?
It looks awesome. And I just... Someone in there, if you read and listen to this, if you've got spare money, get me a Wii so I can play it.
Well, it's a bit more than that. It's the whole issue finding one first.
Yeah, if you could find a
Wii. Yeah.
So from the initial beginnings of the game, when the whole intro kicked off, what did you think of that? Was it a nice intro for a Mario game, or did you stop and pause in awe of anything during it?
Well, I made sure when I was actually going through it, I had to go and speak to every single Toad along the way, just to make sure they, you know, what they had to say to me, if it was of interest, if I had to learn a new move or something. It was, I don't know. It's hard to explain. I just went through it, kind of going, this is quite nice. Then the whole UFO thing confused me a little. I was like, what the? Since when? Fair enough, it's Mario Galaxy, but a UFO? I can understand the floating boats, but it's not the UFO.
Yes, I can understand the flying boats, but not a UFO.
Yeah. I'm in Mario frame of mind here, so seeing a UFO is very out of the question. You know, it's like, what's going on? And then anchors lifting the part of and then anchors lifting up the castle. And also, how does he breathe in space? How does he do that?
Mario. Yeah, I was thinking about that as well, because in Super Paper Mario, you actually have to find a fishbowl to help him breathe in space. Now, I don't know how a fishbowl helps breathe in space, but in Super Mario Galaxy, he doesn't even have that.
It's probably just a little tree in this, where every time he breathes out, it sorts out the, you know, the carbon dioxide, makes oxygen, and it goes right around the other side of the fishbowl and back in again. It's an invisible tree.
Fair enough. Oh.
But there is no fishbowl in Galaxy.
Maybe it's a walking tree, and it sort of always stands on the opposite side of the little planet you're on.
Or if you want to get really strange, it's just one gigantic tree, which everything is set in, so therefore there's plenty of oxygen.
And they're all floating, and all the planets are floating around this tree.
Yes.
The tree is the center of the universe.
Yes.
Yeah. The tree is the universe.
And now we're getting philosophical on a tangent again.
Yeah, this is getting weird.
We're freaking out the listeners. Oh, we do that all the time anyway, so they must be used to it by now.
Anyway, yes, I enjoyed the introduction. Back to the question
like,
hand.
I did the same thing as well. Like, I stopped and talked to every single Toad along the way just to see what they'd say, and if they said something stupid like hee 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 or whatever, I was like, shoot star bits at him. He didn't tell me something interesting. And I initially kind of like started fiddling with the controls, just testing out the controls and making sure that all his different jump moves were there, like the side jump and the triple jump and the backflip. I made sure all those were there.
I have one big question about the controls. Can Mario crawl?
Can he what?
You know, like in Super Mario 64, he could crawl. Can he do it in this?
Yes.
Yeah.
He can. Yeah, he
but
can.
He doesn't crawl, actually. He seems to squat down.
No. Like, he squats down, he doesn't get down on all fours. He just squats down and
wiggles.
Hobbles a bit.
I prefer that's... wiggle. Sorry.
That was missing from Sunshine.
There was a lot of things missing from Sunshine.
Yeah.
Like the fun.
And the long jump.
That's harsh. I'm just going to go with gameplay, but there we go.
Well, gameplay is fun in lots of cases. So have you had any moments yet when you've actually stopped with the graphics or anything? Like, kind of like, wow, that, you know, they did promise us that we'd go wow. I've had a few moments when I've done that. It's just like, that looks good. Wow.
Hard to say, because, I mean, I'm not a graphics person. I mean, I play on the 360 quite a bit, and I have like Call of Duty 4, which impresses me with its graphics, but then still I say, well, you know, it could be better in this department. So go back to Mario, it's a little different, and I'm not a graphics person. I'm not one who goes, wow, look at those amazing graphics. But if it looks pretty, which it does, I'll happily say it looks pretty. And I haven't stopped to look at it and say, wow, unfortunately. I'd like to, but I don't think I can. Well, I think I've been spoiled by a 360 there, I think, maybe. So if I didn't have it, then maybe I would have gone, wow.
Okay, interesting. No, like, I've had a few moments where I just like to... Like, because it is the best-looking game on the Wii so far, and you know, I'm sure, like, we've said it before, you know, I really hope the third parties kind of, like, look at this game and think, oh, crap, we have been being lazy with our game so far.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do a little bit more work on the graphics department, because it can produce something a lot more nicer than what we've been churning out. There have been a few moments. Like, have you got to that octopus-y boss yet? In the lava?
Yes, done that.
Yeah, like I think like that, the ground, the kind of like frozen lava ground, that the shine on that ground to me just looks really, really nice, and it's definitely like, something like...
Yeah, I admit that looks quite sparkly and nice, especially for like a Mario game and such. But don't you think that when you face that boss, that maybe when they were creating him, they could have perhaps been playing Ocarina of Time just beforehand?
Because of it's an octopus?
No, not the whole octopus thing. The way in which you defeat him. I'm not going to give anything away. The thing back to the final battle.
Well, yeah, no, but they've done that in other games before.
Oh, yeah. The tennis thing.
Oh, he's ruined
it. What are you He hasn't even played the game, he knows.
He must have seen videos.
Unless he obviously has
that's,
played
that's another thing, actually.
That was the first boss they showed.
Yeah,
when they first revealed the game, that was the first boss they showed us.
Yeah, but I actually didn't watch too many of the videos because I wanted to have that pure experience.
No, I'm not neither. I want to go through and experience it all for myself first time round.
Yeah.
I think we'll have to bleep that as it comes up, you know. Oh, you're in the beep beep!
Yeah.
Ah, he's bleep.
Okay, yeah.
Damn you.
How about music-wise, or sound-wise? Because I think that this is one of the best...
It does
like
sound
the soundtrack,
good.
It is one of the best games I have heard in recent memory, and it really adds to the atmosphere for me and the whole fun factor, because I enjoy the controls and playing the game makes me smile, and then adding the music onto it just makes me smile even more. I mean, there's been a few purple coin challenges, which, Wildo, you wouldn't have had gotten to yet, but
right.
It's kind of like you have to collect 100 purple coins in a level to get a star. Some of them are timed as well, so you have to do it within a certain time limit. And there was one that was like really hard, and I kept dying. But the only thing that's prevented me from kind of like getting really annoyed and smashing my Wiimote or anything like that was the music, because the music was so uplifting and upbeat, and it just makes you smile so much that you're like, you can't be mad at the game at all.
Well, I like the constant throwbacks to obviously all the old Mario series. You get the music, and as you said, it just keeps you going. Was it nearest the beginning? You got the house bit. You kind of go up in the wall pipe, hit the big gold coin, collect up what looks to be little notes. It goes dee 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 dee.
Yeah.
Dee dee dee. It's like, oh, that's cool. I like that. That was great. That bit did make me smile quite a bit, actually.
I actually tried to go into that house. I was like, there's a house there. Why can't I open the door? Okay, so what do you think about the whole design concept of the game anyway? Like, you have levels based around numerous spherical areas, and
planets.
You shoot off in like a star to another area. What do you think of that whole concept?
I think, in honesty, it's a clever idea. It'll keep everything fresh for quite a while, because you don't go back to the same level constantly and just kind of do the same bit over and over and over like you have done in previous ones. In this, you start somewhere and you can go somewhere completely different to the last time. Or depending on which level you're doing. Although I do have to worry that sometimes, you know, what they were doing in between brainstorming sessions to come up with some of these damn ideas, it's just impressive yet scary thoughts that must have been going through their minds.
Like mushrooms.
Yeah, too late for that, I reckon.
Okay. They could have been sitting in a circle like that 70s show style.
Just kind of camera pointing to one person. Planet.
I can imagine it. You have Shigeru Miyamoto sitting in one point, and you have Ittore Iwata sitting in another place, and you have Reggie sitting there, and Kaplan sitting in the other place, and then there's a camera in the middle going around them, and they're passing around an object of sorts, and like, so what will we do for Mario, lads? Planets. Cool.
Let's mess with gravity, man.
Yeah. We should, you know what, man, gravity, we haven't done anything with that yet, you know, we should mess with the gravity. Look at this, my hand, it's floating.
The colors, they're everywhere. That's right, colors everywhere, star bits, that's what we'll have, star bits. What the hell are star bits? They're bits of stars? What do you think they are?
Then there's stars that can talk.
There are, there's stars that talk and stars that turn into planets rabbits. And comets and... You know,
rabbits.
Yeah. That was weird.
That was, nothing else is an animal. Why those three? Anyway, odd rabbits out the window.
You do kind of wonder, like, what the hell can they do next for a Mario game?
Once again, I start to worry about the brainstorming sessions. It's true though. I mean, where the hell can they go next? I mean, unless they go back to like 2D again, like they did with New Super Mario Brothers on the DS, you know, and bring it back to its roots and stuff. I don't see what the hell they can do.
I suppose we only have to wait, what, another 5 or so years to find out. Yeah, they've got lots of time and lots of circles to go through, I'm sure.
Yeah, the next console and everything, yeah. Gee.
They could do, like, Sunshine in Space.
Sunshine. No.
Can you imagine that? You've got flood on your back, you squirt some water, it's kind of dissipates into the space. It doesn't do anything, does it?
Yeah, it would start, like, floating. And
everywhere. It would use us.
Yeah. And Mario then, like, throws Flood off of him, like, you're crap, and breaks him, and everyone will
cheer.
Go, yay! So, Wildo, you've got about 20 stars, so I'm wondering, have you played the surfing level yet?
Yeah, I did that.
And did you play the level with the ball that you're standing on?
Yeah, I've done that one. I got very upset with that one, actually. Because I was doing so well. I was following the coins all the way to the end, and I fell off. So I thought, sod it. So the next time I just rushed it down and just got the star and was done with it.
Yeah. What did you think of the controls for those levels? Because I thought they were really good.
The surfing one was quite interesting. That was great fun. I just kept my finger on A and just kept turning as much as possible. Mm. It was a little bit different on the standing on the ball. It was
ball
a bit
one.
More difficult, perhaps, because obviously trying to get the middle balance was, yeah.
I thought that was quite good, and I love the way the music goes on that level. That it goes the
all
speed of the music
speed,
depends
yeah.
on the speed of the ball, and I thought that was brilliant. And I was just like, this is so cool.
That was interesting. I did actually enjoy that, especially when you start going down that spirally bit once you get in the hole.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's an interesting thing.
Mm. And they were a nice change of pace for the levels. You know, it was very good to have something completely different in there.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've had a racing kind of thing before where you kind of hop and slide down a slide and whatever have you, but the ball thing was different. I quite enjoyed it, but like I said, it drove me a bit mad.
You haven't had the bubble thing yet, have you?
No. I don't think so. Bubble thing.
Okay, we'll save that for later, but the bubble is quite cool as well.
Okay.
Just remember that, the bubble.
Okay.
So, quickly moving on, like, we are all in agreement, well, I suppose Cube can't say too much because he hasn't played it, but me and Wildo were in agreement that Super Mario Galaxy better than Sunshine?
Oh, yes.
And definitely
Ninja Bread Man is better than Mario Sunshine.
Have you played Ninja Bread Man?
No.
And he hasn't played Galaxy either. He can make no opinions.
Have you got like Ninja Bread Man to give to anyone for review? We should get someone to review that.
No, I haven't got anything. Like
just
that.
For the name. Just for the name.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
It's only £10, isn't it? Something like that.
Oh, sorry, I'll buy it for someone. No, wait, Paul, someone can buy it from me.
Yeah. Tell someone to go out and buy it and get them to review it. Okay, so, yeah, we're quickly moving on, but still on Mario. Like, I've noticed a strangely worrying trend in Japan that Mario's initial launch, well, quite good, didn't sell as much as we thought it would, and it quickly, shockingly enough, fell out of the software top 10 in Japan after only a couple of weeks. Is anyone else worried about this?
Well, go on, you go.
With what Wilder was talking about before, with getting disorientated motion sickness, apparently, motion sickness is why first-person shooters don't do that well in Japan. Apparently, like, that's also one of the reasons Mario Galaxy hasn't been selling really lately, because, you know, they get ill from playing it.
Okay, did the Japanese just not have, like, good stomachs or something? Because how can they get motion sickness? They got those bullet trains that go at, like, what, 200 kilometers an hour, you know? How do they get motion sickness from playing a video game?
Because they keep putting their head on a wonk. Just like me. Okay, maybe not. Carry on.
Okay, I've not heard that before, but... Wildo, did you have anything to say about that first before I say
anything? I have no idea what's going on there, really. I mean, I know, what was the game that came out? Ace Combat 6. That basically did amazing well for 360, so I thought maybe for the first few weeks that was going to be a problem. But then for it to be dropping out of the top 10 so quickly is a little worrying, but perhaps they still have the bit of taste that was sunshine left in their mouths.
Yeah. It's like 6 months ago...
But new Super Mario Brothers sold so well over
6 months ago, it was still in the top 10.
New Super Mario Brothers.
It was released whenever, and it's just pretty much been in the top 10 or just below it, you know, just in the top 20, just the whole time. And
yeah, so you'd think with that selling so well, Galaxy would do as well as well. As well as well.
As well as well as well.
But, you know, I'm really bewildered by this whole turn of events, and my thinking of it was quite possibly maybe we underestimated the number of, like, hardcore gamers that own Wiis, and quite possibly the majority of Wii owners in Japan could actually be casual instead of hardcore like we originally thought.
But Mario is a casual game as well.
But they don't know that. They see Mario and they relate to Mario as being, you know, the mascot of Nintendo, and Mario is like video games. So
yeah, but like,
they would relate to Mario as being hardcore.
DS, it's, you know, that's a lot of casual stuff as well, and Mario sells well on that.
Okay, yeah, I didn't think of that.
No.
There's no logical reason.
Well, like, that was my only thinking of for why it couldn't have sold so well, is that quite possibly there's more casual Wii owners in Japan than we initially thought, and if that is the case and Nintendo come to that conclusion as to why also Zelda did a bit poorly in Japan, and Mario's doing a bit poorly in Japan now as well.
Apparently, Wii Fit's doing massively well.
Yeah, you know,
massive queues.
You know, all these, like, the brain trainings and the Wii Fits and the Wii Sports and the Wii Play. Wii Play is doing phenomenally well in Japan, you know.
Really?
I don't know why.
Well, you do get a free remote with it.
Yeah, but
well, you get,
you know,
it's free
sells,
with a remote.
But apparently they enjoy it as
you
well.
Buy you'll probably get another remote where we fit. Finally.
Well, I reckon we should do a survey. We send you on out there, because you're so damn close anyway. Say, look, go survey this place and say, do you own a Wii? Yes, I do. Oh, do you have a Galaxy? No. Why? Tell us why!
Yes, we should send someone over to Japan, stand in the middle of Tokyo and ask random people, do they have a Wii, and if they have Galaxy, and if not, why? And get really mad when they say no.
I want to see if we can do that.
I could do that if you pay.
Mm. Yeah. No.
Perhaps, Wildo, perhaps you could get onto Nintendo and see if they would sponsor us to send a few people over to Japan.
We want to
maybe organize an interview with Shigeru Miyamoto, maybe, you know?
Yeah, we want to do some work for your company. We want to figure out as to why you're not selling games in Japan anymore. So if you want to pay for us to go over there, we'll do the work for you.
Yeah. And I'm like, no thanks, we have staff in Japan already, you know?
You know, fairly highly respected ones at that.
And who can speak the language as well.
I'll figure it out somehow.
But yeah, I'm slightly worried for like the future of Nintendo software if they come to the conclusion, you know, hey, our casual games line sells a lot better than our hardcore games line. Maybe we should concentrate a bit more on this. And that is really starting to scare me at this point, seeing the sales figures of some games.
I don't think we need to worry about that too soon. Not yet, anyway. Let's see what...
Mario still... Mario and Zelda still sell... have sold really well in, like, America and Europe.
Exactly.
Yeah, but Japan is their home turf.
Well, let's see how Brawl does first, and then we might have to worry. And Mario Kart. Wait for those two first. See how they do, and we'll go from there, I think.
Yeah.
You worry now, I'll worry later.
Yeah, okay. I tend to look a bit further ahead than I really should be. Because my initial idea for what Nintendo was going to do with the Wii is they'd kind of like bring in the casual people and then slowly start to wean them on to hardcore games like Mario. And now not seeing those casual people playing Mario is kind of like making me think, will Nintendo kind of turn things around and try and wean the hardcore people onto casual games? And I don't want to do that. I want to keep playing my hardcore games and be the video game geek that I am. And
I'm sure we still will for quite a while yet. I don't think we, as I said, I don't think we need to worry quite yet. It's not a decision anyway.
Well, I suppose they are. We've got Brawl coming out soon, and we've got, I don't know, what's coming after Brawl?
Mario Kart.
Anything else? Day of Disaster, second party. Anything first party?
Disaster Day of Crisis.
No, that's second party though, isn't it? That's Monolith.
Yeah.
I'm talking first party, Nintendo developed. Do we have any idea what else they're doing after Brawl and Mario Kart?
I have no idea right now.
They haven't said.
That's
2008's mostly a mystery.
Empty. Well, not it's empty, but...
behind closed doors.
Shrouded behind a veil of mystery.
And wonder, or just mystery?
And wonder, yes. And wonder.
Good, the wonder as well.
Then again, I suppose it is Nintendo, and they are very, very... very secretive with their stuff anyway, so they're not going to tell us much until we're ready or they deem us worthy.
So are we not worthy then?
And then they delay it.
Yeah. They'll tell us about it before they're actually ready to let it be released, and then they'll go, it's going to be out in a couple of months, and then they'll go, wait, no, we're going to delay it by a bit more.
Yeah.
So yeah, suppose we'll move on then and talk about the Wii is 1 year old. Well, it's 1 year old in Japan and 1 year old in America. Actually, it's 1 year old in Japan today, the 2nd of December, as we're recording this.
Good lord.
I just realized that.
Great.
Happy birthday, Wii. Yay. And it's going to be 1 year old here in Europe in the 8th.
Is it?
8th.
The 8th.
Eight.
December 8th, so that's six more days.
Six, okay.
Isn't it? Two plus six is eight. Yeah, I can do math, I can.
Late in the night.
So yeah, has it been a good first year for the Wii, do you think?
It's been an odd one. That's a definite. It's definitely been a very odd...
First party... you know, first, second party, yes. Third party, no.
Well, I like to think the Wii craze has certainly done amazingly well for, you know, considering what it is. Everyone's kind of gone out and bought one, especially as you can't get one right now for Christmas. I think we may have mentioned that a few times during this podcast, as Dean knows very well. At least I like to think it's done quite well so far. But has it actually done enough for its, as you said, hardcore fans, the ones who want Mario and Zelda and... okay, we're getting the games now, but then...
yeah, but we didn't get them previous. Like, we're going to have a round table, a staff round table up about this soon enough, and like one of the things I was talking about in my contribution to that was that like it started off grand, you know, we got Zelda off the bat. We got a Zelda game straight away, and then, you know, we got fairly much
nothing.
You know, we had like...
we got
stuff like...
for...
we got Excitruck, which was good, but not so much.
That was
a massive game. You know, it was a double A game. It was a two A game. That's all that was. Still enjoyable, though. I still play that today, you know. It's a fairly fun game, and I like that you can play your own music on it as well, which is good for me. We had like stuff like Trauma Center as well, which is very good. That is fairly hardcore, because I can't see too many casual
people
playing
that. That was a launch game, though.
That was a what?
A launch game in America.
Oh, yeah. That was a launch game in America, which was very disappointing for us, because we had to wait, like, what, 6 months for it?
It's a bit while.
Isn't the sequel out in America? Well,
is it? I don't think so. At least I've not heard of it. I don't know. Could be. Yeah. And, like, we've also had Super Paper Mario, which was alright. It was okay in the beginning, but then it got a bit repetitive and annoying at the end, and I traded it in for Galaxy as well to get a nice discount. But yeah, we had pretty much nothing from launch. Nothing big. Like, we had stuff. We had what I'll call AA titles, but we, in terms of AAA titles, we're only starting to get them now. We had Metroid, which is back in October, and then we got Mario now, and we've got Brawl coming out next month now. January or February?
It's one of those two. I think it's January in America, isn't it? Or
Japan.
Was at some point.
January in Japan, anyway.
Okay.
And we should hopefully have it within the first 3 months of next year, anyway. And, like, I've got stuff like Guitar Hero, which is really good for me, and I'm enjoying Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles, because I'm a massive Resident Evil fan, as I've mentioned before. But they're probably not, would be considered AAA titles in terms of the, you know, general Wii audience or anything like that. But yeah, it's starting to get a little bit better now. Slightly.
Yeah, if not a bit...
America's also got, like, Fire Emblem Battalion Wars 2 and some other games that I've forgotten.
As I refer to it as.
BWE?
Yeah. Monday. It's abbreviation. It's BW, and then II is in Roman numerals.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I've always said BWE. Like, we with the
BWE. BWE? I didn't think of that.
It's quicker, it's shorter, and it sounds like we, but with a B at the right beginning.
I was also highly confused when I initially saw that abbreviation. I was like, what type of game are they coming out now? BWE? You know, we've had Wii Sports and Wii Play. What the hell is BWE? And then I realized it was short for Battalion Wars, and I was like, oh, okay, I get it now.
Well done.
That's another interesting thing. Like, you've said that they've not kind of said too much about that, but, like, also something like Endless Ocean that we've had here. They've done very little advertising for, which I was very surprised with, because even though I haven't got it myself, you know, it is a fairly nice-looking game, and I'm sure, you know, it could attract a lot of the casual gamer audience.
Definitely.
And I'm very surprised that there hasn't been a lot of big advertising for it. I've actually not seen any advertising for it.
By the way, you can find a review on the N Europe website.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
There's a review there.
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
It'll be there.
Go through the archives, you know, it's there somewhere.
Yeah, fine. We did our part.
So, yeah, like, obviously, in terms of sales, like we've mentioned before, the Wii is completely selling out. And I think this is probably the first time ever in history where the most wanted gift of one Christmas year is the same for the next Christmas year. Has that ever happened before?
I'm going to say no, but I don't actually know the facts, so I'm just guessing.
I don't think it would, because generally,
so,
you know, fads die out pretty quickly, and generally the most wanted gift of a Christmas season is a kind of Cabbage Patch Kid fad type of thing. You know, Cabbage Patch Kids like died out fairly quickly in their day. But the Wii is just going strong and continuing to sell out, and, you know, it's come back to a whole year later, and we still can't get them in the shops regularly.
It's like the GameCube, that was sold out for the first month, and then plenty.
I don't think they ever sold out of this GameCube stock.
No, GameCube sold really well, you know, like the first month, but after that, it didn't sell much at all.
Oh, yeah. That was all people like us that bought it in that first month. And they realized, ooh, that's our complete audience, like, bought the GameCube already. Now we have no one to sell it to. And we can't figure out how to get new people to buy it. Ooh, what do we do? Oh, we'll make a new system with motion sensitive controls. Yay!
Something everyone can play.
But yeah, do you think, like, this whole sellout phase will, this momentum will keep going?
Well, it won't be sold out forever. I mean, like after Christmas last year, you gave it a little bit and they were back in stock again. And you'll get your quiet periods when there's no games coming out. Like at the moment, we have Mario, we have Metroid, we've got Brawl coming up, Mario Kart. Okay, maybe hard to find one at the moment, but come after Christmas and when the bigger games have been out for a bit, it'll quieten down again as standard.
Ooh, but after Christmas, it is quite busy. You've got like Fire Emblem, if it comes here, and Battalion Wars, Wii Fit, that'll probably be massive seller. Smash Brothers, Mario Kart.
I actually have a female cousin who's constantly asking me, when is Wii Fit coming out? And I'm like, I don't know, I don't care about Wii Fit.
That could do surprisingly well. I'm intrigued by it. I'm not too interested in myself, but that really could be interesting to see how that works out.
Unless they announce 1080 snowboarding using that balance board, I will not be interested in it.
You can see the next Tony Hawk's using it as well, you know? Mm. It's better than standing on the Wii remote anyway.
You could break it if you stand on it.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
But yeah, like, the PlayStation 3, like, obviously earlier in the year was kind of fairly, like, dying almost, a fairly slow death as it was in terms of sales. But with the recent price drop and stuff, you know, it's been given a sudden burst of life, and in Japan it actually overtook Wii sales for a while there. Do you think this could be a sign of things to come? Could Sony claw their way back into it, or do you think Nintendo will stay on top?
I think, well, obviously I'd like to say Nintendo are going to stay on top. If I do start that one again, okay. Obviously, I'd like to see Nintendo sit at the top. Otherwise, I wouldn't be working for a Nintendo website. That would just be plainly odd. But the PS3 is definitely, I don't know where it's come from. It's just kind of come from nowhere now. It's caused some people some sleepless nights, I'm sure. But I'm not sure how long it's going to last because it doesn't appeal to the wider audience. You got the people who probably already have the Wii snapping at the PS3 now because it's slightly cheaper. There's one or two odd decent games out there. After that, I mean, you know, people are going to be coming back to Nintendo, I'd like to think.
Yeah. In terms of exclusive titles, I don't think that the PS3 has too much to offer anymore.
No, they're all shared with 360 now.
Yeah, it's got Metal Gear Solid 4, and I think that's it.
Yeah, that's your lot. That I know of, anyway.
How many people are, you know, there's probably quite a lot of people who are buying the PS3, but not for games.
That's what I was thinking as well, in Japan. Especially in Japan, because, you know, they are tech-mad in Japan. I'm wondering how many people are actually buying, especially the reduced price 40-gig version, for example, just for its Blu-ray. Because in terms of a Blu-ray player, you know, it is a lot cheaper than a normal Blu-ray player.
And soon it'll be able to record TV as well. So they can use it for, like, a hard drive recorder and lots of non-game stuff.
Yeah, because also, like, when you do look at the Japan charts, you know, you'll see the PlayStation 3 did have a massive sales boost there when the price went down. But you'll also notice that software-wise, that didn't have too much of a jump.
There's more PS2 games up there.
Yeah.
Although the 40-gig model doesn't do the backwards compatibility anymore, does it?
No.
They completely took it out.
Not bothered.
Which is a bit silly, I think.
It's like they talked about, you know, the PlayStation 3, it's backwards compatibility, you know, you can play your whole back catalogue of PlayStation 2 games on it, and then all of a sudden, oh, we've taken it out, we don't care about it anymore, and we're not even going to talk about it.
No.
We realised that our emotion chip didn't actually work.
Well, America, but to reduce price, they took it out for us. You know, they released it in America with all the PS2 stuff intact, and eventually when it got here, they took the PS2 bit out, shoved in, like, emulation software, and added £100 to the price.
It was a bit silly, that, because not all of the games worked on it. It was only a limited amount, wasn't it? The amount of PS2 games that worked on it. And they decided to say, sorry, let's just not even bother, really, should we?
Yeah. It's like, but then, again,
only
when
so many, like,
much
games work on the 60. You know, only a certain amount of Xbox game work on the 360 as well.
Yeah, but they're always constantly updating. I mean, the most recent updates had at least 80 games added to it.
Compatibility.
Whereas Sony, they just, like, oh, we'll just take it out and not bother.
Yeah.
We know we like made a big deal about it in the beginning, but now we're kind of like turning around completely. It's kind of like Nintendo saying that we're going to put a DVD player in the Wii and then like nothing.
Boys came to the sense and realized, wait, Sony everybody has DVD.
Yeah.
Why do they want another one? Let's make it cheaper.
So we kind of think that quite possibly the main reason the PlayStation 3 is kind of gaining a lot of momentum now is because of more people, especially in Japan, quite possibly buying it as a cheap Blu-ray player. So quite possibly there is that ray of hope for Nintendo that if the Wii's momentum keeps going, you know, they should be able to maintain this level that they're at now and stay on top for this console generation. And hopefully they will prove all those critics wrong that say that they're going to fall any minute now.
Yeah. Although they do have to keep producing more casual games as well as the hardcore type. So obviously more odd things, kind of like Wii Fit and all that, whatever else have you.
Yeah. They need to find that proper balance between the casual game and the hardcore game, which they were kind of a little bit more inclined to the casual side this year. Hopefully they'll kind of get things a bit more even next year, and hopefully they'll sort out their production problems and actually get the things in the stores.
For Dean to buy one.
Unless it's all a bit scam.
You kind of hold back on them. Like,
I was thinking that as well. I was thinking quite possibly they could be like stockpiling them for the Christmas rush. But, you know, if they were doing that, I would have expected them to release that stock about last week or a week before that. And they've not done that yet. So if they are holding it back, they're kind of like a bit late now. You know, people will have need to have got these things so they can have them all nicely wrapped up and so Santa can get his supply and get it ready for the kids to bring to them on Christmas Day. So if they are holding anything back now, quite possibly they could be shooting themselves in the foot at this stage, because people are going to be thinking, we can't get the Wii, we need to get something. Oh, look, there's a PlayStation 3 or there's an Xbox 360, you know. So I'm hoping that this production issue is actually real at this stage for Nintendo's sake.
It would be silly if they were holding back. It would make it very silly. Although people are forking out a fortune per console if they can find one at the moment. So eBay, I think one was going for like £300. Seriously, people, come on. I'll sell you mine
really
for £250.
Do you need the Wii that badly? The answer, yes, you do.
So mine's for sale now, £250. Slightly used, but in perfect condition.
I'm not selling mine, thank you very much. Okay, so any last words on any of the topics we've talked about today before we sign off? Mike?
Let's see.
Mario?
Mario Galaxy is good. Go buy it. We gave it 10 out of 10. 10 and 10? No, give it 10 out of 10 on the site. Good review. Go see it. Video review coming soon. Make sure to keep your eyes out for that one.
Voiced by me, no less.
Yes, kind of worrying, but there we go. and the Wii is 1 year old. Happy birthday, Wii.
Happy birthday, Wii. Yay! We're going to have a party later at the N-Europe offices. The virtual N-Europe offices.
Yes.
Offices.
In Manchester on the 6th.
In Manchester, yes. At Manchester Airport Hotel. Crown Plaza or something, I think it's called. I'm going to be there for one night. And one night only. Like a performance. I'm bringing Guitar Hero with me. Yeah. I'll play a show. Franklin, one night only, plays Guitar Hero at Manchester Airport. Maybe not.
No.
Nobody will come. So, Dean, do you want to try and say something there? Will your mic let you say anything?
It's been a great year with the Wii. I hope next year's is good.
Or better.
Yeah, or better.
Better be good.
Better
if
prefer
possible.
Yeah, I'll say the same. If anyone is out there listening to this and has not got Mario Galaxy yet, you know, what's wrong with you? Go out and buy it. You know, turn off your computer, go buy Mario Galaxy. You will thank me. I promise you that. And if you think I'm lying, screw it. You know, I don't care.
At least try it out, you know. Go to someone else's house, try it.
Try it, you know. It's
try
Mario. It's
you
fun,
go.
You know. You'll smile. You will smile. You know, it's a game that will make you smile. If you can't smile during this game, then you obviously have no soul.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And yeah, the Wii is 1 year old, and we'll try and end this on a happy note. So, yay!
Woo-hoo.
Well, maybe Nick can put in like a celebrate good times. Come on, hey, let's celebrate. Or will we have copyright issues?
Let's just say, woo, yay! There we go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and right. That's yay, guy. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna say goodbye. Until next time, in maybe a couple of weeks. Maybe we'll do a Christmas edition or something. I don't know.
Well, let's get the next one done first. In 2 weeks' time, I think.
Well, could that not be our Christmas edition?
Well, no.
No?
No.
Shouldn't it be like the edition before Christmas?
Yes.
Be the Christmas edition.
Or we could do one on Christmas, just in case people want to, you know, hit the site just in case.
Well, I'd like to record that before Christmas because I'll be busy.
They don't have to know that.
Okay. We could claim it's live.
It's a live podcast that you have to download.
Yes. It's really streaming, we promise. Listen to how we say things perfectly and flawless.
The file that you download is actually the streaming software. Yes.
It's like our Christmas message, you know.
Okay, so yeah, that's the 26th edition of the N Europe Show finished. We're going to end it now, because we tend to babble when we're trying to end it, because we actually have no idea how to properly end the show.
And we're on the 26th one.
We don't want to.
Yeah, we don't want to, but we have to. So, I've been Franklin, and Wildo has been Wildo.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
Bye. It's goodbye from him.
And Dean also, as always, or the last three shows anyway.
See ya.
Ah, see now, I left the joke wide open there for you. You could have said that's goodbye from Mitch. Oh dear, who am I working with? There we go, anyway. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
And that's game over for this episode of NES! Till next time, always keep your web browser pointed at n-europe.com for the latest Nintendo and games industry news, and then head over to our forums to join in the ongoing discussions. Thanks for listening, and never forget, game on!